Western Michigan's men's basketball team will play tomorrow night in the Mid-American Conference Tournament. The Broncos are the top seed and have a bye until the semifinals. David Drew covers Western Michigan sports for the Kalamazoo Gazette. How did Western Michigan University, for people who have not followed this closely this season, how did they end up as the top seed in the MAC tournament?
I look at this team as not being the most talented in the Mid-American Conference, but really I believe the sum of their parts have put together a team that I think is obviously the best team in the MAC given their record. But you look at two stars like Shane Whittington, David Brown, two guys who really willed this team to where they are. They're two guys that play a lot of minutes. They score a lot of points, do a lot of things for Western. And without them, I don't think the rest of the pieces fall in place for the Broncos this year.
And apparently others have noticed because Steve Hawkins has been named the Mid-American Conference Coach of the Year. Does this rank as his best coaching job with the Broncos?
It has to be up there because this is not his most talented team by any stretch of the imagination. He's got some players off of the bench that can contribute, but doesn't get a whole lot of scoring off of his bench. So it's really been interesting to watch him put certain pieces in at certain times. Rarely this season did you see Shane Whittington and Connor Tavey not on the floor at the same time. There was always one or the other. They were rarely on the bench together. And it's been interesting to see Hawkins kind of work his magic of getting a lead with his starters, putting his bench in for just the right amount of time to get his starters some rest without losing, if any, or a little bit of the lead, and then bringing the starters back in. It has to be one of Coach Hawkins' best coaching years.
The Mid-American Conference tournament format is interesting in that the top two seeds get byes until the semifinals. Obviously, there's an advantage in only having to play two games to win the championship. Is there potentially a disadvantage in having that layoff while the other teams are kind of in that normal rhythm of playing basketball?
I think if you were a team that was storming up to the top of the standings late in this regular season, that it might be at a disadvantage for you. But for Western, they've been at the top for a good part of the second half of the season. And this is a team that just grinds out games. I wouldn't really say that it's a hot team going into the tournament, just in terms of shooting and the way they're playing. They've been fairly consistent over the last month of the regular season. And so I think that plays a role, you know, in this, and I don't think it will be a negative effect. I think it's good for Western to get some rest, especially with their starters logging as many minutes as they do.
The Mid-American Conference tournament is held in Cleveland after the first round. Is there a disadvantage in that for teams like Western who come from outside the state of Ohio?
I think you're going to see a disadvantage for some teams no matter where you play a conference tournament. I like the fact that it's at a neutral site, as some people might disagree with me about that. But
because some conferences do hold it, for instance, the team that wins the outright conference championship.
Exactly. They get it known. And let's say you're out west and you're UNLV and you're playing for the conference tournament championship on your home court. That's a pretty heavy advantage for you. Now, I discussed with a few people this week about other sites that might work, but you have to take into consideration teams, their travel, but also fan base and the casual fans. And the idea of Chicago or Detroit or Grand Rapids were brought up, and I don't think that's a good idea. I think maybe Detroit, because that's still a pretty middle-of-the-road location for teams, but in terms of a general casual fan, I don't think you get much of that at all in Grand Rapids or Chicago, someplace that would be a little closer for Western Michigan.
So what are the keys for Western Michigan as they enter this tournament? Again, they have to win two games to win the championship. We don't know exactly who they'll be playing, but just looking at this from a very Bronco-centric standpoint, what do they have to do to advance to Saturday and then win on Saturday?
I think a big key for this season has been just their belief that they're going to win. They've just found ways to win games this year. And it was interesting watching the Broncos clinch the regular season championship in Central Michigan. They fell behind by quite a bit in the first half and just didn't look like themselves. Well, they kind of regrouped at halftime, came out, and they just looked like they weren't going to lose that game. And I think of nothing else. They have to come out against whoever team that they play and just believe that they're the better team and play like it.
David Drew, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Kalamazoo Gazette sports writer David Drew on the Western Michigan men's basketball team.
The Broncos play tomorrow night in the semifinals of the Mid-American Conference Tournament. Tomorrow, David Drew will break down Western Michigan's matchup in the first round of the National Collegiate Hockey Conference's first-ever postseason tournament. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.